for WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. The former clerk of Charlottesville's city council is indicted for embezzlement. Lawyers for Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax ask prosecutors in three states to open a criminal investigation into sexual assault allegations against him. And the Virginians for Lovers slogan turns 50 this summer. This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, June 14th. Former Charlottesville Clerk of Council Paige Rice has been indicted on a felony embezzlement charge, city police announced Thursday. The Daily Progress reports a grand jury on June 7th indicted Rice on one felony count of embezzlement. The indictment alleges that Rice embezzled an Apple Watch and an Apple iPhone X, both valued at more than $500. Authorities say Rice did not return the devices to the city after she resigned last fall. Lawyers for Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax are asking prosecutors to open a criminal investigation into sexual assault allegations against him. In a letter to district attorney's offices in Virginia, Massachusetts, and North Carolina, the lawyers request an investigation into, quote, public and serious criminal allegations made against Fairfax. He has denied the allegations and says any investigations will find no wrongdoing. In February, two women accused Fairfax of sexual assault. One of the women said he made unwanted sexual contact with her at the 2004 Democratic National Convention. The other says he raped her at Duke University in 2000. Fairfax previously asked the FBI to investigate the allegations. Governor Ralph Northam's administration will host a series of public talks in the run-up to a July 9th special session on gun laws. Northam's office said Thursday that Secretary of Public Safety and Homeland Security Brian Moran and Secretary of Health and Human Resources Daniel Carey will host the roundtable discussions around the state. U.S. Senator Tim Kaine will join some of the events. Northam announced the special session after a May 31st mass shooting in Virginia Beach. He wants the Republican-led General Assembly to consider several gun control measures, but Republicans are unlikely to follow his agenda. Instead, they've said they will propose tougher penalties for those who use guns to commit crimes. The Virginia is for Lovers slogan turns 50 this summer. A three-dimensional love artwork will travel around the state to celebrate the anniversary. The artwork unveiled Thursday in Richmond will travel to Virginia Welcome Centers for the 50 Years of Love events, so travelers can take their photos with it. It was created by artist Melanie Stimmel Van Latham and unveiled by the Virginia Tourism Corporation. The slogan was created in 1969 by the Richmond-based advertising agency Martin & Woltz, now known as the Martin Agency. Additional events will be held at breweries, wineries, and parks throughout Virginia. On Thursday, the House passed Virginia Congressman Don Beyer's amendment to require increased federal reporting on refugee children from partner station WCVE. Charles Fishburne reports.
Congressman Beyer says we don't even know where the children are.
This amendment rose from our personal experience last year when, during the height of the family separation, we couldn't find out where the kids were being held in Virginia. When we did find out, we found out from the media.
His amendment would require the Office of Refugee Resettlement to share a monthly census by facilities of unaccompanied minors with congressional committees of jurisdiction and legal orientation providers.
I've visited a couple of these facilities in Virginia. They desperately need our help, and we need to be able to help them. And knowing where they are will really do that.
The Beyer Amendment wants more and passed 285 to 138. Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
Finally today, two races in Northern Virginia might have big implications for the criminal justice system in the Commonwealth. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope explains why.
Elections for Commonwealth's attorneys don't usually attract all that much attention. Although this year's primaries for the top prosecutors in Fairfax and Arlington did, it's because both races featured longtime incumbents losing to progressive challengers who ran on a platform of criminal justice reform, ending the cash bail system, stopping marijuana prosecutions, and dropping the death penalty. Virginia legal expert Rich Kelsey says the implications of all that are unknown.
You are going to effectively see the legalization of marijuana on small scale, and you are going to see the adoption of a no cash bail system. What effect that has on crime and recidivism and on other issues are yet to be seen.
Maya Castillo, New Virginia majority, says too much effort and money and time goes into prosecuting nonviolent crime.
I'm not sold. That means essentially more crime. I think it means the potential for a fairer system that doesn't consistently target communities of color.
Neither of these two progressive nominees has a Republican opponent, so winning the primary this week is essentially winning the election, although they won't take over their courtroom roles till January. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Friday.